Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
JJ Clark from the Irish Independent and formerly of this parish here at News Talk lost €800 after falling from an online scam. Now, JJ joins me on the line to tell me what happened. And JJ, I have to start by saying, how did you get caught? You should know better.
I should. And I sort of watch these scams from afar and hear about relatives and friends getting caught out. And I'm like,
dirty looking agents.
Fall for that.
Yeah.
Like, as in, how stupid you have to be. And then, obviously, I couldn't see past my own nose.
So tell me the story. You got scammed out of €800. How do you end up giving somebody €800? How do they end up taking €800? It all began with a flight to the far side of the world.
Yes, correct. So I was headed to Indonesia and I booked all the flights on the cheap. And so there was small windows for the transfers to happen. So I flew initially with Swiss Airlines to Zurich Airport in Switzerland, and the flight was delayed and I missed all my connecting flights. And so I was there in Zurich Airport, none too pleased. And the airline, like, they were so overwhelmed that they were just like, you know, they didn't even say, oh, here, we'll sort you out with a hotel for the night. So I kept in the airport on the chilly ground, used my bag as a pillow, and they rebooked my flights. I woke up the next morning sort of disheveled and, you know, unshowered. And I was like, went to the transfer desk, you know, to book in for my flight. And they said, oh, sorry, we've lost your bag. I was like, Jesus Christ, you know, and I was like, this has gone from worse to worse. And I had to go back through customs and check out basically of the airport, check in lost and found. Couldn't find my bag. And then amid all this, I was so fed up because I'd missed my second round of flights that I went onto Twitter and I posted, this is the worst, you know, customer experience I've had with an airline. And I went in and I tagged Swiss Airlines, which, you know, I made sure, you know, I no one feels good about complaining online, you know. It's kind of, it gave me an icky feeling, but I was so annoyed that I wanted to vent. So I went on to Twitter, checked Swiss International Airlines is their, you know, their tag line on Twitter, and they have 305,000 followers. So I was just like, okay, this is legit. So I tagged
them. You tagged them in this tweet where you were basically angry and you wanted to let them know how disappointed you were with their service. So that's fine. A lot of people do things like that. And then they contacted you, or was it them that contacted you?
Correct. So directly underneath, boom, 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 like very quickly, a bunch of comments appeared. And with the same actual picture photo for the account, a Swiss International Airline. Now, that's different from the Swiss International Airlines. You know, one letter in the difference, contacted me back in under the initial thread. And they said, oh, terribly sorry about this. We'll contact you via private message. And I thought, nothing amiss here. And so via private message, I gave them volunteered my phone number. And I instantly received a call from someone called Chris. Now, if I had checked and gone in, navigated into this account that had responded under my initial tweet, I would have seen that they only had 22 followers as distinct from the original 305,000, which was the legitimate account.
But it's not unreasonable of you to get a response to an angry tweet, especially for a big company. They do quite often respond and, you know, offer to help in any way. So you weren't thinking at any point up to this that this was any sort of a scam, because it was, you know, logical that Swiss International Airlines would contact you.
Yeah, and context is important here as well. I was very angry. I was sleep deprived, and I wanted a resolution, and I wanted sort of you know, I suppose reimbursement or to get bumped up to a, you know, a first class or a business class flight. And that blinded me. My desire blinded me.
So tell us about your interaction with Chris. He was there to save the day and help you out. So what did he offer?
So he kind of, in very measured tones, he explained that, you know, to receive compensation, all I had to do was set up a Remitly account. Remitly is a widely used money transfer app, and it's, you know, it's legitimate. But so I set that up, you know, thinking nothing of it. And I suppose his explanation was that bank transfers take 3 to 4 days. Who wants that? This would take minutes. And I was like, class, you know. Yeah, give me more of that.
And, so and, like, and did he explain what he was going to give you?
Yeah, so he said, no problem, no problem when it comes to the first class flight, because I was just like, you know, this is disgraceful. And I was very angry on the phone. And so he's very, very good at calming me, assuaging my fears and saying, listen, we're gonna reimburse you. We're going to reimburse you the entire return trip flight, so which roughly came to 800.
Okay.
And so I thought, great, you know.
So 800 quid and an upgraded flight, happy days, that'll do.
Yeah. And so anyway, I set up the Remitly account. I connected to my Revolut account, which is the card I use for travel. And so everything's going grand. And then I see on the Remitly account that 200 euro is being, you know, deposited into my Revolut account. I think this is great. You know, this is very quick, efficient. And then I navigate to my Revolut account and I see, I confirm that I know the sender, which is a big thing. So that's a green light for, you know, scammers. And then I see minus 200. I'm like, Jesus, something feels up here. And I verbalize this to Chris, and bear in mind, I'm on the phone all the time. He's like checking in with me. It's kind of a sales technique. Mm-hmm. And so I say, like, Chris, what's going on? And he's just like, oh, it's no problem. You just have to wait until it lands. You know, he was very charismatic, very charming, you know, so I was totally put at ease. But then boom, 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 like three more minus 200. So total 800. And I just, I had this.
So sorry, instead of giving you 800 euro from Swiss International Airlines, Chris suddenly became a scammer who took 800 euro from you.
Yeah, and I suppose the interaction up to then had been about 25 minutes long, and then this section was only about 3 minutes long, where I had the realization, I was like, oh no, and I could feel, you know, the embarrassment, but also the, you know, that I'd been hacked. So I said to him on the phone, I was just like, you know, I'm contacting the police straight away, I'm going to get you for this. Like, sort of like Liam Neeson Taken style.
Yeah, but Chris didn't care, did he?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was just another Saturday for him. And so click, hang up, and then I get, you know, I just, that all lands on me while I'm like in, you know, the seating areas in the airport in Zurich. And I was like, crap, I'm down 800 euro.
And so, and the worst part is, because you gave Revolut permission to send money, or you approved it as a contact, there is no fallback here.
Right. Yeah. So because I agreed to the transfers and I volunteered all my information freely, they just social engineering was used. And so there's no recompense for me on account of that, because I gave everything up. So it's like, you know, it's like handing the keys of your house with all the valuables in it to, you know, a thief. They're like, the police are just going to say, well, what happened? You know? And so, like, you can have the safest, most impenetrable safe, but if someone can be coaxed into giving up the, you know, the code,
yeah,
or the password,
get it open
for
straight
it
away.
Yeah.
So,
the, yeah,
and so, now, I have to say, something similar happened to me a couple of years ago, where I did put up a tweet angry with a particular airline. And I was contacted by not one, but by three different accounts saying, we'll help, just DM us and we'll help. All of them were not legitimate. Every single one of them, as with your one, had tags that were just one or two letters in the difference from the actual company. So let this act as a warning that if you put up an angry tweet or X or whatever they call it, you are likely to be contacted by scammers, and just be warned, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. And I mean, just even if you're listening to this and you think, oh no, you know,
Wouldn't be me.
JJ's an idiot, you know. that would never happen. I can see your point of view, but that was me, you know, 2 weeks ago.
Well, I'm sorry to hear of your ills, JJ. I can tell it won't happen again. You'll be a little bit wider the next time.
Bitten, twice shy.
Absolutely. All right, great to talk to you, JJ. And again, sorry to hear you're down on €800, but your whole story is hopefully worth more than €800 to other people who won't get conned out of that sort of money. JJ Clark, thanks very much indeed for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.